Hello, everybody. Laura Eisenhower here. I just want to give people a heads up about the weekly astrology. I know we're already Wednesday, but the sun has been conjunct Mercury all week. It's going to continue, and it's in the sign of Taurus. So that has a lot to do with communications and information, how we're processing information. The North Node's actually going to be moving into Gemini, which starts a whole new cycle. And Gemini is actually what Mercury rules. Mercury is the ruler of the sign Gemini. So that means that the South Node enters Sagittarius, which is, good, because when we look at the North and South Node, it's all about integration of polarity. The South Node has more to do with the past and something that comes a little bit more easy. It's something that's pretty well ingrained in us. That's what the South Node represents. The North Node is something that we're needing to integrate. So if the South Node on a collective level is in the sign of Sagittarius, then more than likely we're going to be drawing upon wisdom from past lives, even that we're allowing us to express it more, more maybe advanced embodied lifetimes, maybe, lifetimes when we are in advanced civilizations. And so the default or the thing that we're going to be drawing from is going to be the Sagittarian energy of wisdom, but the opposite, which is the North Node and the sign of Gemini, is all about how can we share that wisdom and knowledge through the communications of the Gemini Mercury. So the Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. It has to do with the higher mind, expansion, travel, adventure, wisdom, life experience. Gemini is Mercury. It has more to do with communications, reading books, writing books, sharing stuff through articles and blogs and just basic communications. So we will be able to find more outlets for our wisdom to be communicated. And we already see that on social media. We see censorship on social media. So more than likely, there might even be like a shift in platforms for people who've had enough of the censoring. So, I'll send out more information of, maybe some good options. There's like BitChute, there's also MeWe, So just keeping the communications going in spite of any kind of censorship, I think will be the theme of this North Node, South Node shift to the South Node Sagittarius and the North Node Gemini. So Mercury on Thursday, which is tomorrow, is making a harmonious aspect to Neptune. Neptune's the planet of multidimensional spiritual energy with the full moon on Thursday being in Scorpio at 3:45 a.m. Pacific time. And if you just translate that to your own time zone, this is going to be a very transformative full moon. So the full moon in Scorpio is going to help us to dig deep and connect with our deeper psychic energy. The Mercury making a harmonious aspect to Neptune will help us to manifest or take big steps in the dreams and visions that we want to create. So, the full moon is very much about things coming to fruition from the new moon. And so having it in the sign of Scorpio with this powerful, creative energy that's available, it's really, really important to, take the time to really just anchor these energies, communicate your visions and dreams. And this is considered a super moon. It occurs when the moon is at point in its orbit, when it's closest to the Earth. The moon being in Scorpio, we have to remember the alchemical qualities of Scorpio. It can turn lead into gold, basically. It embodies qualities of creativity, healing, and regeneration. And the enlightened aspects of Scorpio is very much about more like being able to solve things, like a psychotherapist, somebody who does hypnoregression, somebody who's able to really go into the deep levels or layers of the psyche and, create healing. So that's why it's so transformative, because things that are buried deep in our psyche can affect our behavior and the way we treat one another. But if we dig deep enough, if we're called to go deep into those parts of ourselves, we can pull out any splinters or negative patterning and absolutely shift and change our perspective, change the way we treat one another. But anyway, it's a really powerful time. And it's just important to delve into just whatever and just take the time to see what comes forward, maybe through writing or art. It's all about uncovering truths that have been obscured. It's all about facing things that we might have, you know, feared. What we're looking at as far as the greater landscape of what's going on in the world, you know, is bringing up all sorts of stuff for people, you know, fear, you know, the need to also find some levity, maybe the need to find some real solutions. And also, you know, how are we co-creating in this experience? You know, what energy are we adding to the collective? So there'll be a lot of focus on that. The shadow side of Scorpio is definitely like suspicious of things. There can be sort of a jealousy streak, possessiveness, obsessive like behaviors. So if you find yourself bumping into the more shadow aspects tomorrow with the full moon, you know, just take some time to breathe into it and raise the vibration, because that's what we have to do. Every time we hit a weird energy, the more we understand it, the better, because then we at least know what we're working with or where the wound is or where the patterning is, and we can begin to raise the vibration of it. The shadow side of Scorpio can also be distrustful and kind of manipulative in order to get its way, and is kind of secretive, doesn't, you know, really want to reveal, you know, certain things. And people can almost like feel that mystery, like they don't quite know what that person is, you know, capable of. But the higher level is definitely the alchemist, and it's all about healing. So that is the full moon happening. And so hopefully people will be able to, you know, take the time. I just wanted to get something to you. As we move into the weekend, there's still a lot going on with Mercury. Mercury is going to make a harmonious aspect to Pluto, which is very, very complementary of this full moon. So there's a lot of really supportive aspects connected to Mercury. The North Node is going to be in Gemini, ruled by Mercury. So everything is about raising the vibration of our, the way we communicate, the way we think, the way we share information, the way we process information too. And the whole weekend is going to be pretty awesome. Mercury is also going to have a harmonious aspect with Jupiter, because Pluto and Jupiter are still very close to one another. So our mental body is really going to be able to move a lot of energy and create a lot of shifts for ourselves personally and for the world. We also have the Sun making a harmonious aspect with Neptune, and that connects us with the creative imagination and the multidimensional. And as we see with the full moon, Mercury is making a harmonious aspect to Neptune. So just think, you know, of the power of your thoughts, your words, your creative intent, your ability to dig deep and transform things that need to shift. And just catch yourself, you know, pay attention to where your mind goes. If you go into the lower mind and it goes into stress, or it goes into fears, or it goes into, you know, some of these qualities of even the shadow of Mercury, which can be, you know, stress, anxiety, and communicating sort of a victim mentality. You know, it's all about just really breathing into it and really working on how we are using our words, because it's very, very potent this week as far as what we're capable of manifesting with our words. So we create reality with our words, and this is going to be a great week that reminds us of this. So, you know, really mapping out your visions, your dreams, your goals, and anchoring them and communicating with them, communicating that with people is going to be good. Sharing, you know, important documentaries, helping people to see, you know, what the experts have to say, sharing information without huge expectations of what people will do with it will be important, but really just getting on board with how we can effectively communicate our dreams into reality and be on the highest level when it comes to our words and our thoughts, and to take the time to, you know, heal and adjust where necessary. But, you know, it's a relatively smooth week, actually. So hopefully people will enjoy it. And if it doesn't feel smooth, just really, really pay attention to, okay, what are your thoughts? What are you looping in? What maybe is a reality that you're facing in your own personal life that you feel you can't fix? If there's any big urgencies, you can reach out to me. And I will send a more detailed astro report soon. I just wanted to get this to everybody. You know, just utilize your creative power. Our words are magic, are capable of producing magic. And these are the abilities that we have to rediscover and claim as the mind control system and the false narratives are being, you know, amplified and pushed even greater. But a lot of us, you know better. And just good luck with your friends and family who might not know better. And, you know, enjoy this week, everybody. Sending lots of love. Bye.